Let's take a look at the week ahead, because there will be data flowing through the canyons of Wall Street this week, and investors will be taking it all in. We'll get the industrial production number for the month of September on Monday morning. The estimate is 0.2. The consensus says 0.2. Last month was 0.4, just more of the same. Now, remember, industrial production represents the manufacturing industry, and manufacturing has been under pressure because of the very, very strong U.S. dollar, making our products more expensive overseas, thereby less competitive on a price basis. Nonetheless, a 0.2 increase anticipated by the consensus of economic thought. Tuesday morning, we'll get the consumer price index for September. Estimate is that went up 0.3% for the month. Prior month was up 0.2. Year over year currently stands at 1.1 on the consumer price index. And the core estimate is a gain of 0.3%. That'll be on Tuesday morning. Wednesday morning, we get the housing starts figure. Estimate 1.18 million homes. They take a monthly figure and they multiply by 12. 1.18 million. Prior month was 1.14 million. We'll also get the Beige Book, Federal Reserve Beige Book, on Wednesday, and that'll give us an indication of what's going on out there in the economy. The Housing Market Index will also come out on Wednesday morning. Estimate is 63. Prior month was 65. Readings above 50 are favorable. On Thursday, we'll get jobless claims. We talked some about jobless claims today. Estimated at 250,000 for the week. Last week, 246,000. They remain very, very low. Existing home sales will also be announced on Thursday morning. Estimate 5.35 million, slightly above the prior month. Existing home sales make up about 90% of housing transactions. They're a big deal because people do all kinds of stuff inside and outside the home when ownership changes. So existing home sales matter to the economy. So it should be a busy week. The economic calendar showing lots of stuff coming out this week. And there you have it.